Let me refresh your memory.
From New York, Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. As we saw, Tom, over the weekend, the untimely death of Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia, it has opened up a real debate that should never even be a debate, and that is whether the president should move forward a nomination. Not only should he move forward, he should move forward as soon as possible. It is clear in the Constitution that the president of the United States makes the nomination on consent and advice and confirmation of the Senate. For them to try and suggest the president ought to wait, or that they would stall any nomination that he would present or filibuster it, is more of the same of trying to act like he's really not the president. He's really not the sure enough president. And we, at this late stage in his presidency, cannot afford to continue that when you have cases of voting rights, affirmative action, and all in front of this court. The president ought to move in a hasty manner, and we ought to be prepared to do whatever is necessary to pressure the United States Senate to follow the Constitution. We've been meeting with the presidential candidates. We're pressing them to come out publicly. This whole thing, you would think, of trying to act like Barack Obama is not the real president, you would think after 7 years they'd get over it. I guess they won't. And I guess we're going to just have to get over them by going to the ballot box.
That's right. That's right, Rev.